Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we are in our final 30 minutes of the show. Joined now by WWL.com contributor Jeff Palermo. He's bad to the bone. Jeff, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, Christian. How about yourself?
Good. Just had George Thorogood open us up there with bad to the bone. So, you know, kind of appropriate for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm really bad.
LSU baseball tonight. We'll get into that. But first, I want to talk about the spring game tomorrow. Give me three storylines you feel like you want to see for LSU tomorrow in the spring game.
Well, obviously, it's got to start with the quarterback position, right? And they're going to throw the football a lot because the running backs are banged up. And that's really what you got to figure out is who's going to be your starting quarterback. And by all counts, Max Johnson has really performed well in the spring, and Miles Brennan is right there with them. And I think they feel good about what they got with TJ Finley. And then Garrett Nussmeier has also looked really good for a freshman. I think they feel really good about the four guys that they got at the quarterback position. I think you're going to see all of them go out there, but you know, this is obviously a battle that I think at the QB position that will continue even through the course of the 2021 season. I mean, you got, I think in particular, two strong quarterbacks in Max Johnson and Miles Brennan. I mean, if you just had, let's just say you had Miles Brennan as the surefire starter, you'd feel pretty good about that based on at least a couple games that you saw last year. You know, he can throw for a lot of yards and he's going to get better. And, you know, based on what you saw from Max Johnson, you kind of like what you got there too. If he was the one guy on the roster that seemed to be your clear-cut starter. So I think you got two guys there and you just got to figure it out which one is going to be the guy. But I think both of them may see a lot of playing time next season. And then I think the offensive line, I don't know how much you're really going to see though, Christian. It's, you know, it's all going to be basic, but the O-line was not good last year. They all come back. And all the guys that were playing behind them, you got some depth there. Really just going into the season next year, there's really no excuses, right? There's no excuses for that O-line. Those guys are all coming back. Austin Deculus has been here forever. You know, he should be a solid guy at the tackle position. So as long as they don't just really get riddled with injuries, you should have an average to, or you would expect you'd have an above average offensive line next season. And I guess probably the other position might be linebacker. You know, what do you got there? You're losing some guys from that position. How are some of these young guys? Is Damone Clark kind of figure some things out at the linebacker position? So you kind of want to see some guys make some plays. And then I guess just another one, just kind of where they're stacking up at the wide receiver position. You know, Kayshon Booty is obviously number one. Jeray Jenkins is in the mix, but who else is kind of in there, you know, really battling it out to be, you know, among the at least the top four wide receivers going into fall camp?
I want to go back to the quarterback competition. If Max Johnson loses it to Miles Brennan, I think he's in a position where he can go, all right, I can sit a year and be fine and still do a lot. TJ Finley, I think, would be the guy that would say, hey, I'm going to look to the transfer portal. Would you agree with that?
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think, you know, right now, I think TJ Finley kind of feels like, hey, you know, I did some good things last season. I can get a little bit better. I think he, you know, based, it's kind of hard to say because he unfortunately wasn't on a very good Ponchatoula team. But, you know, based on what I saw from him and, you know, the video cut-ups of what you watched in his days at Ponchatoula to what you saw his freshman season, I thought there was a marked improvement. I was impressed with the composure. Now, yeah, the game against Auburn didn't go very well at all. There's no doubt about that. I think he's going to feel like a guy that, hey, I can play. I've won a game at LSU. But, you're right. I think in the end, reality kind of sticks in and says, oh, boy, if I'm the third-string quarterback and, Max Johnson's here for at least another two seasons, what does that mean for me? I might need to go somewhere else. And, you know, with them passing that rule this year, or just earlier this week, I should say, that allows now for the one-time transfers without having to sit out a year, it's basically free agency has come to college athletics. And as soon as a guy that doesn't see playing time right away, boom, they're going to head to the transfer portal and go somewhere else. So, but the other thing is, and all this, is that a lot of other football rosters are really stacked with players just because of, and really on all college athletic teams, just because everybody got a free year. So you got to be careful once you get yourself in that transfer portal. I mean, you got to know, kind of got to hope that maybe there's an opportunity for you to play somewhere else.
You like that 1 year, you know, without sitting out a year? Do you like that? And do you think that'll stay? That's just a COVID thing right now. Am I right?
No, this is something that they had been discussing even pre-COVID. I mean, this kind of just goes back more into this movement of getting student athletes more rights. I think it's here to stay. You know, once you let the hay out of the barn on something like that, I mean, yeah, that's kind of hard to put it back in. I mean,
I don't know how it plays out.
I think it's tough for the coaches. I mean, it's really tough, you know, because, I mean, you spend so much of your time trying to get kids on your campus, and now you're going to have to probably spend even more time. You're already kind of having to do this as it is, but now you're going to have to even spend more time to make sure they stay on your campus. I mean, it's just constant. I mean, it's never ending, and you got to, I guess for the lack of a better term, Christian, you got to suck up to these guys all the time to make sure that they're happy and they're okay and that you want them, and you got to kind of explain what the vision of them is. If they're not playing right away, you got to explain to them, okay, hey, you're not playing this year, but look, the next 2 years, you could be a big star on this team, and you got to try to put that focus in there. So, or try to at least put that in a player's head. But it's tough. It's tough. And, you know, I talked to Will Wade earlier this week, and, you know, they signed a kid in the transfer portal today, or made it official anyways, with the Xavier Pinson. And the way, when I asked him about it, he says, you know, this is just the way it is. And it's going to be even more rampant, I think, in basketball, because all it takes is just, you know, all these kids, when they come out of high school, you know, they all think they're going to the NBA. And, you know, as soon as they have, you know, five or six games where they're only playing 4 or 5 minutes, boom, they're out the door. I mean, it's going to be that quick. Maybe in football there's going to be a little bit more patience, but basketball is going to be crazy.
Speaking of the transfer portal or anything like that, Max Johnson's brother just committed to the LSU football program for next year, I believe. And
yeah,
I'm wondering if that, and Coach O would probably deny this, but subconsciously, right, you're thinking about that when you're evaluating your quarterbacks and who's going to get the job. Because if you upset Max, then you might upset his brother, and then you might inconsequently lose two kids.
Well, you might, but I think if Max, and I think you also have to kind of you gotta understand the person you're kind of dealing with as well. You know, Max's dad, obviously an NFL quarterback, kind of knows how this thing goes, how it all works. And if Miles is the starter next year, if he's named a starter for the game against UCLA, I think Max will understand it and realize that he might have his opportunity. And I still think, Christian, that I don't know. You know, is Ed Orgeron going to sit there the Sunday before the UCLA game and say, well, I'm going to start Max just because I got a younger brother coming here?
Subconsciously,
it's really going to be. Yeah, it maybe a little bit, but I still think going into next year, you're going to see both of those guys play. I mean, I just think there's the one thing you liked about Max was just there just seemed to be a little bit more of that intangible, that it factor. He was able to rally that team when they were down in the dumps and guys were, you know, Terrace Marshall had just left and everybody was saying, why even play these final two games? And he kind of rallied and they were going to Florida and nobody gave him a chance and everybody thought they'd get blown out by three touchdowns. And he kind of rallied the team, you know, and that was something that we just didn't see from Miles. We didn't, and maybe he didn't get the opportunity, but Max was able to kind of do that. And then, you know, playing a game when in Ole Miss where you knew you just had to keep scoring touchdowns because your defense couldn't stop them, and he was able to do it. You know, there's something, you know, with the quarterback position, it's not necessarily always statistics and passing completion and yards, and it's that it factor. And we saw that at least for two games. Now, maybe it was a fluke. Maybe it goes away. But I think that's something that you got to keep in mind when you're thinking about Max Johnson, that he showed you that. And when Miles had his opportunity, he couldn't get the guy, you know, he couldn't will his team to a victory against Mississippi State or on the road at Missouri. So that's something to think about. And I think that's also why Coach O gave him the nod as the guy to get the first snaps coming out of spring. And he's going to get the first snaps tomorrow with the first unit. He's the one guy in the building that's 2-0. I think that's a good way to look at it. And because he showed you that, and he deserves that opportunity to at least have a slight lead in this quarterback derby.
Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist here on Sports Talk. And, Jeff, the spring game tomorrow could be impacted by weather. I'm sure we'll keep everybody up to date there. Shifting gears to LSU baseball, their game two start time has been changed, moved back from 7 to 7:30. We'll join the LSU Sports Radio Network at 7. And again, it's game two against South Carolina tonight. The Tigers could end up winning this series. They're looking for the series win tonight. How impressed were you last night, Jeff, by Landon Marceau and their ability to beat a top five team 5-1?
Well, Landon Marceau has been really good. I know he got hit around a little bit against Vanderbilt. I think when you go into a big series like that, and you're going up against a team that everybody's already labeling, you know, going to win it all. I think sometimes, and you know your offense is struggling and your team is struggling a little bit, you try to pitch a little bit too perfect and knowing you can't make too many mistakes, and then you end up making a lot of mistakes. But I think winning that series last week against Kentucky, I think it took the pressure off these guys a little bit. I think they also realized, man, we just went through three very difficult teams in Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. And yeah, did we play well? No. Are we 1-8? Yeah. But let's get through that and let's try to stack some victories together. And that's kind of what they're doing right now. So I think, you know, they're playing a little bit more freely. That was your typical Friday night game, right? You know, two pitchers pitching well, you get the home run from Dugas, and then you tack on some runs late in the game, and then your stud Friday night pitcher, last night being Thursday night, goes out there and just pitches an absolute gem and strikes out a career high 12. That's what you expect. And, you know, Paul talked about when he made the decision before Jaden Hill got hurt to move Landon Marceau up to the Friday night nod. He said, hey, this has been really my best pitcher ever since fall. He's been pitching better than Jaden. I think he gave Jaden the nod just because of all the accolades and the fact that the guy didn't even give up a run the year before. So he gave him the opportunity, but he knew that Landon was more than qualified to be the guy, and he proved it last night.
Cade Beloso starting to heat up in this lineup. How big is that for LSU's largely young lineup?
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking, you know, when they were really going through their struggles, is like, okay, let's see what happens once Cade can start hitting and supporting some of these younger guys that are kind of carrying the team, you know, the Dylan Cruz and the Trey Morgans. And, you know, Dugas, he's not really a young guy anymore. The guy's a junior on the team, but he doesn't have as much experience probably Beloso had maybe even more career games than Dugas for sure coming into the season. So Beloso is kind of your one established guy that's at least gone through SEC pitching. And you're just kind of waiting. Okay, let's see what this offense might look like once he starts swinging the bat. It's come around now, and he looks a lot better. And you got the shortstop position now finally figured out. I mean, to me, you know, any great college baseball team, you got to have an outstanding shortstop. And I don't know how good, you know, Jordan Thompson's going to be when it's all said and done, but that whole left side of the infield was in flux, and now he's hitting, and he made a great defensive play last night. So you got that stabilized, and really you kind of got you got the position stabilized. You're trying to get the Giacomo back out there in center and get him healthy, and you kind of know now, you know, the nine players that you're going out there, and obviously you switch back between Trubinsky, Malazzo, and catcher, but you kind of got an idea of what your lineup is. And now it's just go out there, and everybody's in their roles. They know what's expected out of them, and now you just kind of see and hope that what you have on paper and what you kind of imagine in your head what the lineup will look like and how it will produce, that it'll actually do that. And they're showing signs. They certainly are.
Jeff Palermo, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, Christian, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
WWL.com columnist Jeff Palermo. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.